Daily Devotional 1, Kings 4, Wisdom Ordered, Peace Enjoyed, Glory Shared. Opening thought. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight, and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. 1 Kings 4:29, New International Version. Today, we step into a chapter that feels, at first glance, like a ledger. Officials, districts, daily menus. Yet beneath the columns lies a vision of the kingdom of God foreshadowed in orderly government, satisfied people, and a monarch who receives and shares heaven-sent wisdom. Section 1, The Shape of Shalom. Ville 1:19. 1. Historical Frame. 12 administrative districts replace the older tribal system. Archaeologists point to clay jar handles stamped LMLK, belonging to the king, from the 10th century BC in Judah, illustrating an early royal supply chain much like the one this chapter lists. The number 12 intentionally mirrors the 12 tribes, hinting that Solomon's bureaucracy is meant to serve covenant unity, not erase tribal identity. 2. Spiritual Echoes. 12 also recalls the 12 bread loaves on the table of showbread, Leviticus 24:5-9. The people sustained before God, now the people sustain God's anointed so he may serve them. Cross-references, Exodus 18:13-26, Moses distributes authority, Luke 9:1-6, Jesus sends out 12, Revelation 21, taught at 12:14, 12, foundations, Och gates. 3. Application. Good administration is not worldly poison. It can be worship when it protects justice and releases gifted people into service. Ask, where has God given me a district to steward? Home, team, ministry? How might order bring peace to those under my care? Section 2, Abundance at the Table, verse 20:28. 1. The Menu. 30 cores of flour, 185 bushels, 10 fat oxen, 20 range oxen, and 100 sheep daily, plus deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. The numbers are royal propaganda, yet they preach a theological point. Yahweh keeps covenant promises of land flowing with milk and honey. Deuteronomy 8:7-10. 2. Possible Western Miss. In the ancient Near East, a king's greatness was judged by his ability to feed others, not by personal luxury. Provision lists were public assurance that taxes returned to the community's well-being. 3. Theological Thread. Solomon's Table anticipates the Messianic Banquet, Isaiah 25:6-9, Matthew 22:1-14. Abundance is covenantal, communal, and ultimately eschatological. 4. Application. Our hospitality preaches, every meal we offer in Christ's name rehearses the coming feast. Consider practicing a weekly kingdom table, one extra place for a guest in need or in grief. Section 3, The Heart of Wisdom, Ville 29:34. 1. Hebrew Insight. Breadth of understanding, rohab leb, rochav lev, literally, wideness of heart. In Hebrew, the heart is the seat of intellect and will. God does not merely enlarge Solomon's IQ, he enlarges the organ of love so wisdom can flow outward. Compare Paul's prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge, Philippians 1:9. 2. Literary Flourish. Verse 33 moves from the cedar in Lebanon to the hyssop on the wall, an inclusio that portrays creation's vast range. Solomon's science lesson becomes doxology. 3. Patristic and Reformation Voices. Origen saw in Solomon a type of Christ, the true wisdom who teaches from cedar to hyssop, that is, from highest heaven to lowest human frailty. Calvin warned that Solomon's bright start shows all gifts perish when severed from the fount, urging readers to cling to Christ lest wisdom become idolatry. 4. Application. Pray for a heart wide enough to encompass people beyond our comfort zone, from cedar to hyssop. Practice small to great praise today. Thank God for a single blade of grass, then a starry sky. Section 4. Echoes Through the Canon. Eden Restored. Order. Genesis 2:15. Abundance. 2:16. And Wisdom. 2:19-20. Converge again. Messianic Preview. Psalm 72, linked to Solomon, prays for a king whose reign brings justice, plenteous grain, and global blessing, fulfilled in Jesus, Luke 1, 32-33. New creation, Revelation 22, returns us to an ordered garden city with healing leaves and a throne of the Lamb, the greater Solomon. Section 5, Warnings in the Wings. The Chronicler of Kings is a realist. All this glory sits on a hinge. Chapters 9 to 11 will reveal cracks. Abundance without gratitude breeds presumption. Order without humility turns oppressive. Wisdom without worship becomes hubris. Let today's health check be Psalm 139:23-24. Search me, God. Lead me in the way everlasting. Hymn suggestion, O God Beyond All Praising, Michael Perry, 1982, tune Thaxted. It marries majesty with humility, fitting for a king whose gifts point to a greater king. Closing prayer. Sovereign Lord, giver of every good gift, enlarge our hearts as you did Solomon's, that our minds may grasp your truth and our hands may serve your people. Order our days, bless our tables, guard us from pride when resources abound, and keep us longing for the feast of the Lamb. Through Jesus Christ, wisdom incarnate. Amen.